So the music festival is on in Ayers Cliff this weekend. Chrissy Mackey is going to give us some more information about the event. The event is to benefit the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada.
Yes.
How did this come about?
19 years ago, my husband was playing in a band, and he wanted to have a weekend festival and give the money to some organization. And so he had a meeting with a few of the bands, and they decided to, instead of picking one sickness, but basically what they wanted to do was generally touch children, because everybody has families or was once a child, have grandchildren who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
And then we contacted the Children's Wish Foundation, and they told us that what a lot of people don't realize is that you have to raise the money in the area for the child in that area. So then we knew that there would be the need in the townships for this. So they chose the Children's Wish Foundation, and we've never veered away from it because they've been so fabulous working with us.
So how many years have you been doing this now?
This is our 19th year at the same fairgrounds.
Is that right? So for 19 years, every year at this time, you go there and you have the music fest.
That's right.
So what do you do if it's raining? Does the music fest still go on?
Yes, it goes on, because in the last 19 years, we've had rain approximately 16 of the years, and it takes place in a big cattle building, and the game room is also undercover, and we have a tunnel that goes between the two buildings, and there's the dance floors undercover and the silent auction, so the campers, we just get together and we have a great time, and we always get through it, and we always make a great amount of money.
Tell me a little bit about the talent and the different kind of music that is there at the festival.
We have 16 bands who volunteer all their time, who come in throughout the whole weekend, mainly Saturday, but we do have a lineup on Sunday as well. It's just a shorter day. Saturday, they start playing at noon, and they play right through until 1 o'clock in the morning. We have old-time rock and roll, we have country bands at night, we have bluegrass, and some pickup bands, but they're all from the area, and they're all fabulous. Everybody seems to know most of them. So it's a nice variety for people, and we have a dance floor, so people dance all day, all evening. It works out very well.
Wow. And so how many people usually attend the festival?
I would say somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 throughout the whole weekend. And last year we broke our record with 114 camper trailers parked here.
And so how much does it cost to attend the festival?
It's $10 per day for anybody over 12, and it's $15 for the weekend. Children 12 and under are free, obviously, and camping is $10 per night, basically to help with hydro. There is a family package of 50 as well. It's $50, and that would include parents and teenagers.
Okay. And so this kicks off Friday at what time exactly?
Well, technically it kicks off Saturday morning, but we have two bands that are playing Friday night, so we just have 3 hours in the evening. It's Mike Goudreau who's playing and Coates from Lennoxville.
Okay.
And they're starting at 8:30 until 11:30, and they do a fabulous job. We only started this a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. So we just enjoy some time and listen to them, and we get time to spend with all the volunteers, because we have over 90 volunteers, so it's time to spend together.
Right. And so all of the talent is from the area, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
So could you tell us who some of the performers are going to be?
Okay. Some of the performers are, for Saturday, the Earlstown Symphony, Blue Mountain Bluegrass, Bluegrass Bad Boys, Foster Grit, Gary Darling. For the evening, we have Silverado, Classic Boulevard, Night Train, and Slightly Haggard. That will close the evening. On Sunday, we have Peter and Friends. He's the co-founder of the organization. And we have Matthew McCulley, Amos Johannes, Kate Morrison, we have the Rainbow Country Cloggers, and then at 3:15 we'll have our wish presentation for Tori, who is our 2013 wish child.
So if anybody is looking for something to do this weekend, keep in mind the Music Fest is on in Ayers Cliff, and the money goes to a good cause, the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Thank you, Chrissy Mackey, for telling us about this today, and good luck
Thank
with the
you.
Festival.